Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Joseph's eyes were open. Now, his engagement to Mary could have actually taken place when they were both children, or it could have happened really just recently. But the difficulty is that before the wedding ceremony, before they had moved in together to begin keeping house, Mary was found to be with child. Now, it is my thought that there were very few people who knew that at the time. But Joseph's eyes were open, and what Joseph saw was betrayal. But rather than submit Mary to public disgrace, Joseph decided to dismiss her quietly. She could go ahead and then try to navigate all the rest of that stuff that was going on all by herself. But he, Joseph, didn't want to be at the center of anything that could turn into a mob. Joseph's eyes were open. They were sad, but they were open. And this is how Matthew, the gospel writer, begins the story of Jesus' birth. Matthew says, the birth of Jesus took place in this way. And it begins with heartbreak for Joseph and with him dealing with all sorts of difficulties and indignities. Now, Matthew does try in his gospel to show us, the readers, to show us, the audience, that there was more going on than meets the eye. Matthew says Mary was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. But Joseph can't see that. Joseph can't know that without help. Thus, we have Joseph's decision to proceed quietly but decisively. This isn't a real great moment, but it begins a great and amazing story that we still celebrate today. Because after that decision, the story picks up with the arrival of an angel, commonly thought to have been Gabriel. But this angel appears to Joseph in a dream. And while his eyes were closed in sleep, Gabriel came to open Joseph's eyes to new possibilities, to new opportunities. Don't be afraid to marry Mary, Gabriel says. In her, God is doing something new and wondrous. This baby that Joseph had been so certain was a betrayal is actually the work of God through the Holy Spirit, and he, Joseph, will have a hand in raising a Savior. Now, Joseph could have seen that dream as a nightmare, but instead, Joseph believed his dream. He believed the angel, and it's how Joseph reacted to all of this that I want you to really look at today. Joseph woke up, he repented, he made way for the child, and then he remained faithful and helped to raise the boy. As we conclude our season of Advent, we too are called upon to wake up, to repent, to make way and remain faithful. As we bring this boy, as we bring our Lord and Savior Jesus with us, wherever it is that we go. Throughout the Sundays of Advent, we have been called upon to stay awake, to wake up and be prepared to live as followers of Jesus. From that first week in Advent where Jesus was speaking about the end, to John the Baptist calling all to repent, we have been asked to wake up from a slumber that would befuddle us. You see, resting on our laurels, we sleep through the needs of others, and we are asked to wake up, like Joseph, who thought he knew what was going on and who thought he knew what was best, how to handle it. We too are surprised and shaken awake and encouraged to go into the world in love. But to do that, we need to repent. Think of it. Joseph went to bed one night knowing that he was going to dismiss Mary and go on with his life a little bit sadder, but a little bit wiser. Waking up the next morning, he had a new path, a new direction. As he slept, he began his repentance, his change of heart. Then he went about making that repentance real. He took Mary to be his wife and with her prepared for the baby to come. We too are called to repent, to change our way, to change our path, to change our hearts. We can fall asleep convinced of our legitimacy and our impeccable sense of what's right for us. But too often, those thoughts of legitimacy and veracity, while they can make us feel respectable, they can make us feel like we're in harmony with what's going on around us, they are often the very things that we need to repent and turn from. The good news I get to share is that God's love for us comes even when we are enemies of God, even when we are lost and have been tossed aside from the path. Jesus, our Savior, shows us and then calls us to lives where we bring that same love of God to ourselves and to our neighbors, to family and friends, to strangers and even enemies. When we come to this table, we begin again a repentance that leads to lives of faith, hope, and love. Then when Joseph helped to make way for Jesus, for Joseph had probably all started with a cradle and caring for Mary. We read in the Bible that Joseph cared for Jesus and guarded him and Mary from all who would come after them. For us, to make way for Jesus begins with our heart. One of the verses from Martin Luther's long Christmas hymn, "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come," goes as follows. Ah, dearest Jesus, Holy Child, make me a bed, soft, undefiled, within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for Thee. We get to make room in our heart for the love of God in Jesus. Jesus came as a baby, but then lived and cared, cured and loved, so that we may see the length and breadth and depth of God's love in our lives. We get to make room in our hearts, and then we get to go into the world showing and sharing that love that we receive, forgiving as we have been forgiven, comforting as we have been comforted. We go into the world bringing the light of Christ and the love of God with us. Joseph made safe the way for Jesus. And we get to bring Jesus with us wherever we are as Jesus comes to aid us with whatever it is that we do. Joseph thought that his eyes were wide open until Gabriel showed him a deeper truth. We can get lost thinking that our eyes are wide open until Jesus himself comes to us in word and sacrament through the presence of our sisters and brothers, and Jesus opens our eyes to the deeper truth that we are loved and that we get to share that love with those that we don't even know. And so we pray, open our eyes, Lord, and help us to see the needs of our neighbors and friends. Open our eyes, Lord, and help us to see the opportunities around us to bring your love and forgiveness, your comfort and hope. Open our eyes, Lord, and make our hearts a quiet chamber kept for Thee. Amen.